9B's Christmas Play 2015. Dracula, Love Never Dies. 1462 AD, Constantinople has fallen. Muslim Turks swept into Europe with a vast superior force, striking at Romania, threatening all of Christendom. From Transylvania arose a Romanian knight of the Sacred Order of the Dragon, known as Draculia. On the eve of the battle, his bride, Elizabeta, whom he prized above all things on earth, knew that he must face an insurmountable force from which he might never return. "I am victorious! God be praised!" The vengeful Turk shot an arrow into the castle, carrying the false news of Draculia's death. Elizabeta, believing him dead, flung herself into the river. "My prince is dead. All is lost without him. May God unite us in heaven." "She has taken her own life. Her soul cannot be saved. She is damned. It is God's law." "No! Is this my reward for defending God's church? Sacrilege! I renounce God. I shall rise from my own death to avenge hers with all the powers of darkness. The blood is the life, and it shall be mine." For more than four centuries, people from Transylvania feared the once beloved Count Dracula. Dracula and his vampire brides feed on the life essence of living creatures. It is the year 1897 in London, England. "I want my mother. Please let me go home to my mother. I know you are the devil, but please do not kill me and take me to hell. I want to go home." "Be quiet, little one. I don't want to kill anyone. I am not very strong yet. I have only become a vampire these far past few weeks."
"No!
What's going on here? I heard a child shouting."
"What is happening?"
"Nothing much. Don't worry. They will wake up in the morning. But the blood of a pretty young woman like you is worth killing for. Yes! I would really like to chase her, but the sun is almost rising. Now I must return to my coffin."
"Calm down, woman. Nobody's dead. Everything's all right."
"But I can tell you, it was the devil."
"The devil? But you just told me it was a woman with long dark hair."
"I tell you, it was the devil. It had drunk their blood. It said it would kill me."
"Take her home. Give her a nice cup of English tea. She's had a big shock."
Strange ladies with long black hair in churchyards attacking children. The devil drinking people's blood. Women trying to murder other women. What a great story this will make for the Hythe Times. Our little newspaper hasn't had a good horror story like this for many years. I could even make some money from this and write it up as a penny dreadful book for the Londoners to read. They just love reading horror stories like that woman just told.
"Hold on, hold on. You don't actually believe what she said, do you?"
"Well, yes. But it sells newspapers."
"Don't write crazy things and make people worry about some children playing in the churchyard at night. You be careful what you write."
"Okay, officer, if you say."
"I need to buy everything I need for the day. I don't want to be on the street when the night comes."
"What's this all about? We haven't heard much news in Mina and Jonathan's house because everybody has been so sad about the sudden death of young Lucy."
"Didn't you read the Hythe Times yesterday?"
"You know, my old eyes are too old to read."
Something very strange is happening in Hythe. I heard some children have disappeared from their homes. I am going to make sure my child doesn't leave the house.
I heard about that too. They were saying they had been kidnapped by a beautiful lady with long black hair. Not many beautiful young women around here with black hair, eh, ladies?
I think these children are victims, but I heard that it wasn't a strange woman, it was the devil himself.
Well, it all seems very strange to me. Perhaps it's something to do with that strange Russian ship that sunk off the rocks with nobody on it a month ago. Anyway, I can't stand here gossiping. I have work to do. Goodbye. Stay safe.
Yes, that ship was frightening too. Nobody was on that ship except a giant dog that jumped off it as it hit the rocks and lots of boxes of dirt.
Your afternoon tea.
Mina, Jonathan, and here's yours, Arthur.
Mina, the women in the market were all talking about strange happenings at the churchyard. They were saying there's a story in the newspaper about it. Could you possibly read it to me, Mum?
Of course. Let me see it. Here it is. The beautiful lady of Hythe. The young mothers of Hythe are very afraid. Something very strange is happening.
Is Lucy this beautiful lady, Jonathan?
Yes, I believe that a vampire named Count Dracula has done something to her. She is undead, and now her body still walks the earth.
But what can we do? How can we fight the devil?
I will send a telegram to Professor Van Helsing at once. I believe he is the only one who can help us and help Lucy, my poor dead wife.
Professor Van Helsing, thank you for coming so quickly.
We do not have much time. I will do all I can to help.
What do you think happened to poor Lucy?
I have read many ancient books about vampires. Some vampires are hundreds of years old. They live on the blood of living people. To stop the vampire, we must open Lucy's coffin. Then a hammer. Then we hammer a sharp piece of wood through the heart. Then she can rest forever.
You're crazy. You think you will do this to my wife's body?
Believe me, Arthur. It is the only way to save Lucy's soul. And after we have helped Lucy, we must fight the Count himself. No one in England is safe until the greatest vampire of all is destroyed.
All four friends left immediately for Hythe. They prepared and went to the churchyard where Lucy West had been buried. They knew that the vault has not been opened since Lucy's funeral, but they were shocked to learn that the coffin is empty.
My God, the coffin is empty! Where is my wife?
Lucy needs blood. She is looking for another victim.
Arthur, my love, come to me. Come to me now and never, never leave me. I am coming, my dear. They told me you were dead.
You will not have this innocent man's soul.
We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Our God is upon us. Arthur, get ready.
I bring you from shadow into light. I cast you out, the prince of darkness, into hell.
Lucy's true soul has now gone to a better place. But now we are all in danger.
The four men left the graveyard and headed to London. They need to find the address of Dracula. They learned that there was a tall, dark stranger who bought a house at Carfax Abbey, and that 50 large boxes had been sent to the house. They walked and reached the house. They already knew that Dracula can control the meaner things of life. He can appear as a mist, vapor, rodent, wolf, and bat. He can also vanish at will.
It is dark. We are late. Dracula must have left the house. While he is away, we must put holy bread in his resting places. He will not be able to rest in them if we put holy bread in each box. The Count! The Count! The vampire is coming! We have no more time! But there is one more box! What are you doing in my house? Van Helsing, my enemy! I should have killed you years ago!
Too late, Dracula!
You cannot stop me! I am Dracula! Jonathan, I know about your beautiful new wife, and I know where you live.
Oh no, we left Mina alone at home. We need to get back to Mina now.
Mina! What is happening to me? It's odd, but I feel that the stranger I met in London is with me. Prince Vlad, my prince, he speaks to me in my thoughts. With him, I felt more alive than I ever had. Prince Vlad, I thought you were gone forever. I want to be with you always.
You cannot know what you are saying.
Yes, I do. I feared I would never feel your touch again. I thought you were dead.
There is no life in this body.
But you live, you live. What are you? I must know. You must tell me.
I am nothing. Lifeless, soulless, hated, and feared. I am dead to all the world. I am the monster the breathing men would kill. I am Dracula.
No, you murdered Lucy. I love you. Oh, God, forgive me. I do. I want to be what you are, see what you see, love what you love.
Mina, to walk with me, you must die to your breathing life and be reborn to mine.
You are my love and my life always.
Then I give you life eternal, everlasting love, the power over the storm, and be my loving wife forever.
Mina! You think you can destroy me with your idols? I, who served the cross, I was betrayed. Look what your God has done to me.
Your war with God is over. You must pay for your crimes.
She is now mine. No! No!
Mina knew that she will become a vampire soon, so Van Helsing urged Mina to find Dracula by hypnosis.
He calls to me.
What do you hear?
What do you hear, child? What do you hear? What do you see? What do you see?
I told you, sir, we are not traveling to Varna in Russia.
I hear Varna. No, we are traveling to Galatz in Russia, and we don't take passengers. You will take me. You can go to Galatz, because they will confuse my enemies, but you will be paid well. But if you refuse, you can die now. What will it be?
Welcome aboard the St. Catherine, sir. We must follow him to Varna.
Count Dracula's plan to get Mina failed. Now he is returning to his own country, Transylvania, so he could be safe. He knows that once he will reach his castle, he could rest and grow strong again. Van Helsing and Jonathan note, too, that while Dracula lived, Mina is in great danger. Dracula's destruction is Mina's salvation. Mina and Van Helsing went to Castle Dracula by the fastest horse, while Jonathan and Arthur took the fastest train to Varna.
Mina, stay with me. Mina, you look so pale and thin.
We are near the castle. Don't sleep. Your face is changing. You are becoming a vampire. Let me make a safe circle with our holy bread.
Safe? You will never be safe from Count Dracula, our master.
Ha ha ha! Come, sister, come.
This is holy ground. Leave this place now.
Mina, you are like us now. In moments, you will be a vampire. Kill that man and come to us. Come, Mina. You are Dracula's bride now. Come to the castle now. Forget your human life. Being a vampire is much more fun. You can't hold a cross all night, can you, little old man? When you sleep, we will still be here waiting to drain your blood so that we can live forever. We love the night. We come alive in the night. We can wait for you to sleep and the wind to blow and break your circle of holy bread.
Go back to hell where you belong.
Mina, help me. We must put a stake through the heart of each of these vampires. I cannot do it alone.
I can see Jonathan and Arthur chasing Dracula's coach to the castle. The coach has fallen over. The coffin has fallen out.
You cannot have my master. I will fight you. You will have to fight me.
Night time is almost here. Quick, Jonathan. Destroy Dracula.
Jonathan, Dracula must be destroyed before the light is gone. No, I will finish him now. No, no, wait. Help, let them go. Let them go. Our work is finished here. It's just beginning. Where is my God? He has forsaken me. It is finished. Oh, my love, in the presence of God, I now understand how love could release us from the powers of darkness. Our love is stronger than death. Elisabetta, give me peace. Yes, I am your Elisabetta. It took us centuries to finally be together. I love you with all my life. Goodbye, my prince. May you find peace. May you and Elisabetta find peace with God.
We are safe now. He is gone forever.
As Dracula's body lay in the chapel, it turned to a heap of dust. The vampire is dead. The years of blood and fear is over. But Elisabetta and Dracula's love will never die. Destiny, do you believe in destiny? That the powers of time can be altered for a single purpose, and that the luckiest man who walks on this earth is the one who finds true love. Love never dies. The end.